PBS Kids opens worlds of possibilities for all children, thanks to PBS stations and viewers like you.
Butterfly in the sky, I can go twice as high. Take a look, it's in a book, a reading rainbow. It's in a book, a reading rainbow, reading rainbow.
Teamwork! Teamwork!
All right, hold it, everybody. Listen, LeVar, for that to work, you've got to delay two counts. You're two counts early. Okay. If you delay two counts, the flip will work and we'll get into teamwork, okay?
Sorry, Sam. All right. Hi, I'll be with you in a second.
All right, let's set up from the pyramid, okay? Come on down to the pyramid.
Okay.
Front, gentlemen. Here we go. And 5, 6, 7, 8. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. All right, that's it. That works. It's real good.
Okay.
All right, let's set up for the diner scene.
All right.
Here we go.
Whew. Hi. We're working on a song and dance for Reading Rainbow with our choreographer, Sammy Dallas Bays. You'll see it later on in the show. It's going to take a lot of hard work and some serious teamwork to get it right. By the time we're ready to go on the air, it'll look as easy as pie.
Waiters and waitresses, set your props. Let's run through the diner scene. We'll take it from bar 79. Ready? And playback.
Friends working along with me, I get energy, cause I know we've got teamwork.
Cut. Come on. We need a little teamwork ourselves here. You take that, and you take that. All right? All right, let's do it again. Ready? And playback.
Friends working along with me, I get energy, cause I know we've got teamwork.
Good.
You have a dream, you wanna make it.
Shell, look up, don't look at the floor.
Working up steam to make your dream work, teamwork.
Smile, people, smile.
Working together, whatever we do, doing it better as a team.
And cut. Very good, people, very good. Let's take a five, all right?
Okay. Ah, look what the rainbow special is on today's menu. A chair for my mother. Now here's a book to whet your reading appetite. It's a tasty tale about a terrific team, a family that works together as well as ice cream and cake, peanut butter and jelly, or ketchup and french fries. When the going gets tough, this family really gets going with some extremely delicious results.
Chair for My Mother by Vera B. Williams. Read by Amy Linker. My mother works as a waitress in the Blue Tile Diner. After school, sometimes I go to meet her there. Then her boss, Josephine, gives me a job too. I wash the salts and peppers and fill the ketchups. When I finish, Josephine says, "Good work, honey," and pays me. Every time, I put half of my money into the jar. It takes a long time to fill a jar this big. Every day when my mother comes home from work, I take down the jar. My mama empties all her change from tips out of her purse for me to count. Sometimes, she's so tired she falls asleep. Usually, Grandma sits with us, too. While we count, she likes to hum. When we can't get a single other coin into the jar, we're going to take out all the money and go and buy a chair. A wonderful, beautiful, fat, soft armchair. We're going to get the best chair in the whole world. that's because our old chairs burned up. There was a big fire in our other house. All our chairs burned. So did our sofa and so did everything else. That wasn't such a long time ago. My mother and I were coming home from buying new shoes. Right outside our house stood two big fire engines. I could see lots of smoke. Tall orange flames came out of the roof. All the neighbors stood in a bunch across the street. Mama grabbed my hand and we ran. My Uncle Sandy saw us and ran to us. Mama yelled, "Where's Mother?" I yelled, "Where's my Grandma?" My Aunt Ida waved and shouted, "She's here! She's here! She's okay! Don't worry!" Grandma was all right. Our cat was safe too, but everything else in our whole house was spoiled. What was left of the house was turned to charcoal and ashes. We went to stay with my mother's sister, Aunt Ida, and Uncle Sandy. Then we were able to move into the apartment downstairs. We painted the walls yellow. The floors were all shiny, but the rooms were very empty. The first day we moved in, the neighbors brought pizza and cake and ice cream. The family across the street brought a table and three kitchen chairs. The very old man next door gave us a bed from when his children were little. My other grandpa brought us his beautiful rug. My cousin brought me her own stuffed bear. Everyone clapped when my grandma made a speech. "You are all the kindest people," she said, "and we thank you very, very much. It's lucky we're young and can start all over." That was last year, but we still have no sofa and no big chairs. So that's how come Mama brought home the biggest jar she could find at the diner, and all the coins started to go into the jar. After supper, Mama and Grandma and I stood in front of the jar. "Well, I never would have believed it, but I guess it's full," Mama said. On my mother's day off, we took all the coins to the bank. The bank exchanged them for $10 bills.
"Here you are. Have a nice day."
Then we took the bus downtown to shop for our chair. We tried out big chairs and smaller ones, high chairs and low chairs, soft chairs and harder ones. Grandma said she felt like Goldilocks and the Three Bears trying out all the chairs. Finally, we found the chair we were all dreaming of, and the money in the jar was enough to pay for it. We called Aunt Ida and Uncle Sandy. They came right down in their pickup truck to drive the chair home for us. I tried out our chair in the back of the truck. Mama wouldn't let me sit there while we drove, but they let me sit in it while they carried it up to the door. We set the chair right beside the window with the red and white curtains. Grandma and Mama and I all sat in it while Aunt Ida took our picture. Now, Mama sits down and watches the news on TV when she comes home from her job. After supper, I sit with her. She can reach right up and turn out the light if I fall asleep in her lap.
And a 5, 6, 7, 8, 1.
The alarms are sounding. We've got to move.
Hold it. Somebody's in the wrong place at the wrong time.
The family and a chair from my mother saved up little by little, penny by penny, to buy a new chair to replace the one that they lost in the fire. And they couldn't have done it without friends and neighbors to help.
All right, do you think you have that? Let's go on to something else.
When people work together, they can do things that nobody can pull off alone. Take firefighters. They even go to fire school to learn how to work as a team. Classes are a lot like rehearsals. First they learn what to do, then they practice it over and over until they can do it with their eyes closed when the heat is really on. firemen are like everyone else. They have to go to school. At the New York Fire Academy, people train and study for the big day when they'll ride up on a fire engine to put out the flames.
All right, come on, let's go. All right, get that hose off.
Each fireman has a special position on the truck and a special job to do when he arrives on the scene. Unlocking doors, stretching out hose, and hooking up the pumper to the fire hydrant all happen at once.
Hold on. All right, start water. All right, crack the nozzle. All right, let's move in.
People who are training to be firemen are called probies. That stands for probationary firefighters. It can take up to 2 years before a probie can become a full-fledged firefighter.
All right, shut down. All right, guys, that was good. We were a little slow on hooking up. We're gonna have to work on that. All right, guys, Keith is gonna review with us on how to hook up the hydrant to the pumper.
The first thing we have to do is check the hydrant to make sure that it works. We turn it on till we get some water, and then we turn it off. We know that the hydrant works. We have to take the soft suction off the rig and hook it up to the hydrant.
One of the most important parts of fireman training is learning to work together. Everyone has a specific job to do, and they do it quickly and efficiently. When human lives are at stake, you can't make mistakes.
Then we take the other end and hook it up to the fire truck. Okay, we have it hooked together. We can open the hydrant to give the fire truck the water. We come back over here. We take the hose, thank you. And you screw it on to this outlet. Once I have it connected, I wait for the signal to start water, and then I pull out this valve. I have to check my gauges to make sure that they're getting enough water, and the lights tell me how much water is in the engine.
Thank you, Keith. Well, you guys did pretty good on this one. Now I think you're ready for a rescue.
All right, yeah.
Fire engines are the flashiest and loudest pieces of firefighting equipment. When one of these red and silver trucks comes barreling down the street, everyone knows, and everyone watches. Training for a ladder rescue is especially scary. The ladders can reach up to 3 and 4 stories high. One of the secrets is, don't look down.
Are you alone?
Someone's in here with me.
Yeah? Okay. All right, now let's get you ready. Ready?
When a civilian is being rescued, 2 firemen climb up to the rescue point and get on either side of the person being saved. This is a safety precaution to keep them from falling off. They give lots of words of encouragement. They come down slowly and make the long journey down as smooth as possible.
I got you. Okay, here we go.
All right, guys. You look good. We're working well together.
Okay, no problem. Okay.
Let's see if we can put out a real fire.
All right. No problem. We got it.
Burning Speeding cars are extremely dangerous. Tires, glass, and engine parts can explode with the heat and cause serious injury. Never get near one. That's a fireman's job. The person holding the nozzle of the hose has a tough job. That water comes out hard and fast. Firefighters call each other brothers. Their lives are in each other's hands, and that makes them pretty close friends with one another. It's more than a sense of being on a team. It's like being in a family.
5, 6, 7, 8, 1.
It's not too big for one, but we'll get it done. Cause I know we've got teamwork.
Teamwork. Whoa, wait a minute, Sam.
Yeah.
It feels real awkward for me to bend down for the ladder like this. I don't know.
Well, wait a minute, I got an idea. What if we flip it around and come at you with the other end?
What do you mean?
Well, I like this, wait. This way?
Right, see, and then that way I can walk the ladder up with my hands like this.
Not a bad idea. Let's go back to the top and try it again with music, okay? Re-rack. Ready? And playback.
This job's too big for one, but we'll get it done, cause I know we've got teamwork, teamwork. You have a dream, you wanna make it real, you need a team.
All right, and cut. That's great. That's going to work real well. Thanks, Stanley.
Good idea, Stanley.
All right, everybody, take five.
Thanks, Sam. Okay. Thanks, Sam.
It looks good.
See? It feels great when you finally get it right. 10 heads are definitely better than one. That's what teamwork's all about. Say, you ever wonder what you could do as part of a team that you can't do alone?
I like to run track, and I'm the third leg on the relay team.
I like to play baseball. I like to play soccer at Knight Heron Park with all my friends.
I like to sing in the chorus at school.
I like to go to the park and play frisbee with my friends.
I like to play cards with my friend Shane and we play fish.
I love going camping, fishing, hiking with my mom and dad and two brothers. I can't play hide and seek by myself because I need a lot of people.
Okay, guys, let's go over the basketball answer, okay? All right. Ready? And playback.
See some teamwork, the big games tonight.
5, 6, 7, 8. 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay, cut. It's not working. There's something missing. I think it's the music, all right? I'll be right back. Steve.
Yeah?
I need your help. Right here.
The C-section.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That section, we're going to be shooting in slow motion.
Oh, terrific.
And right now, it feels a little empty. What can you do?
No problem. We can put in some really terrific strings there, push them in the mix, and then for that move you were doing, we can use an electric guitar, do a soaring solo, and motivate that move.
Yeah, that'd be great. Good. All right, let's do that. Thanks. Great. Okay, I think we got it.
All right.
Steve's going to put a guitar solo in there. It should make that whole section look real beautiful. Okay, people, come up here, please. All right, that's it for tonight, okay? You've done a great job. The number looks real good. And you're all real winners. Now listen, what I want you to do is go home, get a good night's rest, and be here tomorrow at 4 p.m. for a 4:30 performance. Okay?
Yeah.
Good night.
All right. If you thought A Chair for My Mother was a real winner, here are some other books that you might enjoy. They're all about the most important teams in the world. Families. But you don't have to take my word for it.
Do you know what it's like to have a brand new baby in the house? Well, I read a book called My Mama Needs Me. It's about a boy who has a brand new sister. Jason was frustrated because he couldn't hold the baby a lot because the baby usually was sleeping. Whenever his friends would come over, they would leave because he would say, "My mama needs me." So he would never get to play with them. Finally, Jason finds out what his mama really wants. A great big hug, and she gets it. I'm Nathan, and this is my little brother, Nicholas. Just like in the book, I didn't get to hold my little brother right away. But if you're patient, you'll get to hold your brother or sister soon.
Hello, my name's Nelly Chilungu, and I'm here to tell you about a book I've just read called Everett Anderson's Goodbye. It's about a little boy who's lost his father. At first, in the story, Everett doesn't believe that his father's gone. Then, Everett says that he doesn't love his family anymore. He really does love his family, but he's just angry. Everett can't eat, and he can't sleep, because he's too sad. Finally, after some time, he realizes that even though his father's gone, he still has his love. Even though this is a sad book, I felt relieved at the end because Everett found a way to feel better. I think kids should read this book because it helps them understand how it feels to lose someone you love.
Hi, I'm Tiffany. If you've ever known a person with a handicap, you probably know that they have the same feelings as everyone else. I Have a Sister, My Sister is Deaf by Jean Whitehouse Peterson is the story of a young girl and her little deaf sister and the special relationship that the two of them share. The relationship is special because the two sisters understand each other even without words. Like one time when they were playing together in the grassy lot next to their house, they pretended that they were stalking deer. The deaf sister watched for quick movements in the grass, and the older sister listened for small sounds. The deaf sister can use all her other senses to communicate her feelings. This story helps you understand that being handicapped is nothing to be ashamed of. It just makes a person unique, and the love between two people all the greater.
Reading Rainbow, teamwork, take one.
Team.
great performance.
Want to make your dream work? Try teamwork. We'll see you next time.
Today's Reading Rainbow books are A Chair for My Mother by Vera B. Williams, published by Greenwillow Books. My Mama Needs Me by Mildred Pitts Walter, illustrated by Pat Cummings, published by Lothrop, Lee, and Shepherd. Everett Anderson's Goodbye by Lucille Clifton, illustrated by Anne Grifalcone, published by Holt, Reinhardt, and Winston. I Have a Sister, My Sister is Deaf by Jean Whitehouse Peterson, illustrated by Deborah Ray, published by Harper and Row.